6:06 PM monthly Otis Charter School Board meeting. Call the meeting to order. First order of business is the Pledge Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. So first order of business, approval of last month's minutes, June 22nd, 2022. We've got some corrections already. The other corrections or updates in the minutes from last month.
I did correct a few typos. Nothing substantive.
All right, so they have a motion to approve the minutes for posting.
I move the approval of minutes as corrected.
All right, Rose, we have a second. Any other comments? All in favor? Any opposed? Motion passes. Post the minutes. Next up is public comments. Valerie is online. Valerie, do we have any public comments for this evening? I know there were a few she sent forward. One was with respect to safety. I don't know if you can address that. Maybe the high school report. So that'll probably be addressed in the high school report. It has to do with what additional things are we doing in regards to safety around the school. There's some good progress already. But what's the plan moving forward?
There was one about November 8th as well.
There's one about November 8th. So November 8th is a biennial holiday. It's basically the state gives all state employees the day off on November 8th. And we had it last year. We missed it this year in the calendar. So we had to figure out how to manage that because it is a Tuesday. We have parents for students throughout the week. So if the school is closed down, hopefully it has to be all the employees are off that day. I would want that as Tuesday, August. My leadership team is going to figure out what the plan is for that. We have to mark it as a holiday. Because there are two like voting holidays at the state provides as well too. So I don't know. That how that works.
They're saying it's going to
here.
Yeah. No, it's going to be the
Yeah, I guess we'll get to that what the status is. So they don't have it every year, they have it every other year. Biennial holidays. The next up is the
Thank you.
We are also hiring for the district. We're finishing the updates for the student faculty and staff handbook. We put these guidelines to have the resolution process.
Just pause. Like I've had multiple people text me that they can barely hear any words. Make sure you don't repeat yourself too much.
Ignore the blinding part. Just fuck him.
Is that better?
Can you hear me now? Are you good? These microphones are just not
working. Please stay. Please don't get me.
So we'll just have to talk at the laptop.
Talk at the laptop?
Right,
yeah.
Yeah. How is it now? Is that better?
It might be about the noise. We travel.
Okay, is this better now? Chat. I'm going to stay at 20 minutes.
Sure,
no, okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Regular board meeting. Where?
Yeah, honestly. Is that honestly, sir?
Now I'm trying to talk. Is that better?
It's good.
We're good?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to start over. So we're conducting a review for a supervisor for the 21st successful quarter. And we're continuing the process for the daily review scroll. We're also very excited to have a council. Finishing up the update.
If anyone can hear me, I can't hear anybody on this call. Elias, if you're speaking, I can't hear you.
I'm muted. Let me just unmute.
Really? Okay, how about well, that's next problem. It's right there. There we go. Okay. I think we have it handled now. All right.
That is much better.
All right. So we are conducting interviews for the testing coordinator and the student advisor position and hiring spec ed teachers and counselors. We're finishing up the updates for the faculty and staff handbook with updated guidelines for conflict resolution. We have a new welcome committee that includes the planning of opportunities for new staff to connect with current staff in non-academic settings, but also works to build an OCS mentor system to help stay connected throughout the year. This team will help plan welcome activities for the next month, including the staff that's coming in as a result of our expansion, new hires, and new teachers for coming from Greece. We have a parent, student, and teacher advisory council that we are also formulating. The parent advisory council will help with communication between the schools, but plan cultural activities, provide solutions to challenges, and help communicate these updates to families. We plan to have parent members from every building. So far, we have received 3 email requests to join. We definitely want to encourage more families to participate in this. If you're interested, please email me directly. We plan to begin these meetings by the end of August and meet every 4 to 6 weeks. From the student perspective, we have a new group that will also be meeting directly with the head of schools and senior leadership to make sure the programming and offerings are aligned with the student interests and also to help improve our systems. This group will meet every 6 to 8 weeks and will begin in September. It will be comprised of the elected student government officials for all the bands that have student government. We are also doing this at the teacher level. This committee will meet every 4 to 6 weeks to provide feedback on the progress of our school's operations, academics, and culture. They will provide solutions to enhance the learning experience for the students and provide new cultural experiences for our staff. We'd like a representation from all buildings. Again, please email me directly. The meetings will begin in late August for this as well. With respect to goal number 2, grant submissions, Odyssey Charter submitted for the Charter School Expansion Grant. Thank you to all the contributors for helping us put together a very strong proposal. We look forward to hearing from the review committee in mid-August. The purpose of the CMO grant program is to support charter schools that serve early childhood, elementary school, or secondary school students by providing grant funds to eligible applicants for the replication and expansion of high quality charters. It could be upwards of a $1 million grant that could be offered to the school. So we look forward to hearing back in mid-August on that. And it would be the first ever such grant that the school has received. The YAS grant, this grant we submitted is for sustainable, transformational, outstanding, and permissionless education, or STOP. The STOP principles are the core qualities that form the heart of the YAS prize because they have the power to drive educational change for every child. Thank you again to all the contributors that have helped us to put together a very compelling application. Go Odyssey. Hopefully we'll hear back from that one soon too. Actually, we did hear back. I'm sorry, I forgot to mention this. I was chosen to be part of a peer review panel for it, which is a positive first step. So it looks like we're headed in the right direction. Opportunity grant, Senate Bill 55 of the 151st General Assembly codified the Opportunity Fund, an additional source of education funding for Delaware public schools, intended to support the increased needs of low-income and English language learners. We have seen an increased award every year over the last 2 years and anticipate securing even more funding this year to support our learners. Code of conduct updates. The updating of the code of conduct has completed the first draft phase. The research-based update provides the framework for our educational philosophy, including the pillars of success, the shared responsibility model, PBIS, how right brain restorative practices translate into discipline systems, and provides the much needed tiers that highlight the system of support. It's now being reviewed by board members, leadership members, and attorneys. Next, we will be asking for feedback from teachers and parents. Thank you to Dr. Yerim, the student advisors, and leadership members for helping to craft the updated document. For the culture focus, we had our first OCS parent camp on, it was June 29th, I think, doing something like that. Which included parents, guardians, their children, community members, and school staff. Food was sponsored by Chick-fil-A, Kirkwood Highway location. Thank you for that. Free childcare was provided, and every family walked away with 100% of their needs met, as indicated by the survey. The OCS Parent Camp team is planning for the next phase to offer the programming for the 2022-23 continued preparation for the lower school building reveal is on as well for August 19th. We're continuing to work with the team to revamp the school code of conduct, as we mentioned earlier, and we're connecting with community partners to build our capacity to offer programs that will enhance our school culture. We're assisting with the building the welcome committee, as we mentioned above, and we are contacting parents and guardians to start building our executive parent council, as we mentioned. Building level updates. Overall, we would like to announce Odyssey Charter has been chosen as the 2022-23 First State's Favorites Best Public School in Northern Delaware for the second consecutive year. So congratulations to Odyssey Charter for getting that once again. And we were up against some STIP competition, including Newark, MOT, and some others, and we were able to eke it out again. Well done. The back-to-school bash and soft opening of the lower school are scheduled for August 19th from 4 to 7 p.m. We look forward to that. It'll be a very fun day. Look for more information coming regarding that. We are still looking for parent volunteers, as I mentioned before, for the Advisory Council. I'm really, really hoping that we get some more volunteers for that. There will also be a Student Advisory Council, as we mentioned, and the teacher one. So again, email me with any specifics on that. Lower school updates, we're obviously very busy preparing for our move. We're excited to be branding Building 26 with Greek and English signage that represent the mission and vision of the school. We're still hiring a few positions and finalizing requests to furnish our 6 new Greek classrooms, matching the model of Greek instruction in the intermediate school. We're working on the postcards for families and welcome packets for teachers, which will be sent home the first and second weeks of August. We're also planning in-person and Zoom orientations for families this year to foster open lines of communication and clear expectations at our new building. Lastly, we've begun collaboration and discussion around our building reveal and opening gala, which is scheduled for September 10th. The intermediate school is finalizing their schedules and class rosters. The postcards will be sent to families the second week of August. All postcards should be delivered by August 18th. Please do try to refrain from calling the school prior to that date because they will not be ready before then. We're also excited to launch the team teaching in the fourth grade. Students in fourth grade will follow a similar model to the fifth grade, where they will have a teacher for ELA and social studies and a teacher for math and science, along with Greek math and Greek language. I'd also like to take this opportunity to personally, on behalf of the entire organization, the board, the staff, and the students and community members, thank Ms. Stephanie Beckel for all of her service to the intermediate school. She has done a phenomenal job of growing the program over there and helping that helping to welcome in an entire new cohort of immersion students and making the whole building 3 to 5 an immersion school. And we are very proud of her accomplishments, and we certainly wish her well in her future, taking care of her beautiful family. Ms. Beckel is still working with us on a contract basis until we secure a new principal for the intermediate school. From the middle school has been busy interviewing and hiring new staff. We're happy to welcome a new science teacher and still interviewing for math and ELA. Scheduling is currently in progress, and we anticipate that students should see their class schedules in late August. We would like to remind all students that summer work is a requirement this year. All middle school students should be doing their math on Khan Academy, completing their Greek assignments, and reading a novel. All honor students should be completing their assignments in science and social studies as well. High school updates. The high school has been busy hiring staff to keep up with our new enrollment. We're happy to welcome 2 new science teachers, 1 math, 1 social studies teacher, 2 English, and 2 Greek teachers this year. Scheduling for high school students is also moving right along, and the students and staff are being placed in their classes. We anticipate the students should see their class schedules in late August. We would like to remind all students that summer work is a requirement this year for high school. All high school students should be doing math on Khan Academy, keeping up with their Greek Duolingo, and reading a novel. Our high school student store is open for business. High school students have additional approved uniform items and outerwear and can purchase these items from the site anytime now through August 14th. Delivery will be sometime in the second week of school. High School Choice, our open house for the new high school students looking to join us in the 23-24 school year, will be held on Saturday, October 22nd. We can't wait to welcome our new OWLS at that point. We're also recruiting families who would potentially like to host a foreign exchange student in the fall. If you're interested, please email Ms. Lipson. The high school would like to recognize the following accomplishments this month. Congratulations to our food studies pathway facilitator and social studies teacher, Melissa Tracy. She won a $10,000 grant for the pathway that will support hydroponic gardening throughout the K-12 space and in all buildings, along with allowing our high school students to mentor their younger peers in urban gardening. So congratulations on that very impressive grant. Enrollment updates, we're continuing to register our new students for the 22-23 school year. The new families are being informed regarding the forms and documents that are still owed to complete the registration. We encourage families to please turn in those forms as soon as possible so that we can complete the enrollment process. It is also a requirement of us to make sure that we stay up to date with that with the state. So we are trying to update that information as soon as it comes to us. So we really encourage families to get all of those forms in as soon as possible. We're especially excited to have over 60 new students join our high school this year. As we've mentioned in the past, the ninth grade class of 2026 looks to be our biggest high school class yet, with just about 140 students coming in. From curriculum instruction and assessment, placement assessments, we have new incoming middle school and high school students have come in throughout the summer to get acquainted with OCS and take placement assessments in ELA and mathematics. If you're a new middle school or high school student and have not yet had a chance to visit, please reach out to your dean or to Jackie McCutcheon to schedule a time. For the K-5 reading curriculum pilot, it's in progress for the next school year. We have a full year curriculum piloting of the Amplify CKLA reading curriculum. Four teachers at each grade level, Immersion and FLESS, will conduct the pilot. The goal is to determine if there is a difference in reading achievement for students who were taught using the Amplify reading program compared to those who were taught using our previous systems. The data will be analyzed and desegregated to determine effectiveness across all groups, including English language learners, special education, immersion, and non-immersion. And the teachers met with Amplify on Monday, the 13th of June, where they received the materials and began planning for the year. Additional PD will be provided to them before the start of the school year. From instruction, the approved instructional resources related to instructional needs are being ordered for the school year. Scheduling is completed for the school year, and trade-in days and back-to-school professional development is being finalized this week. From an assessment lens, we are actively hiring a district assessment coordinator, which we should have news on very, very soon. We're excited to announce that. Financial updates we will get to in a little while. Transportation updates, four new buses are being delivered next week. We're working on camera installation, radios, lettering, and AC installations. We're also still looking to purchase more buses and have a few feelers out to ensure we have enough spares this year. Tentative 22-23 routes are online and car line maps will be posted next week. Again, these routes are tentative and we're still updating and moving stops around based on what we're seeing, where our families are coming from and what the needs are of our community. This will continue through September 2022 until they are close to perfect. The transportation dashboard is up to date and it's posted once again, if anybody would like to see that. From a student services lens, English language learners, as new registrations come in, the English language learners department is reviewing who needs to be a part of the English language learner screening based on the survey completed by the families. Please know that if a student has another language other than English at home on their registration, we will be screening for ELL services in the fall. New curricular support for our students receiving EL services called Lexia is in place. Lexia is an adapted blended learning program that accelerates the development of literacy skills for students of all abilities, helping them to make the critical shift from learning to read and reading to learn. MTSS, the Student Services and CIA are in the collaboration to support students struggling by implementing scientific evidence-based interventions within our MTSS systems with the following areas: written expression, reading, oral expression, listening comprehension, mathematics, behavior, and social emotional skills. The CIA and Student Services will be working with the school administration, teachers, and staff through the problem-solving teams to review student data to determine student needs and how to best meet those needs. The addition of a new K-3 reading specialist to help support early intervention and state initiatives, Senate Bill 4, which focuses on implementing the science of reading for kindergarten through third grade, involving the success of reading, is also in place. Special education students have been scheduled using the Stetson model to review student scheduling based on need. We're also working on the special education training for our staff next school year, focused on the collaborative teaching model, including the inclusive practices. We're in the process of hiring six new secondary special education teachers for this school year, as our enrollment has increased to support our special education students. Educational diagnosticians are working to identify new special education students in the schools for next year and are completed the 30th count for the state. At the secondary level, many students receiving services through their IEP will have a class instead of an elective to help support direct instruction in their IEP goals, including their transition goal. This class is aimed to support the growth and acquisition of skills, skill areas of need. If you have additional questions, please feel free to contact Dr. DeMeo. IT, as of 7/26, Odyssey has internet access installed and ready for building for building 26. DTI has delivered 38 new replacement switches to Odyssey this week. Building 26, 20, 21, and 23 have all had their older switches replaced. Building 22 will be done this afternoon, and that will complete the removal of all the Cisco 2960 switches from our environment, and all of them being approximately 10 to 13 years old. The new Cisco Meraki switches replace them, and we are running on brand new hardware. The school is still using Cisco 2960X model switches, which have another decade of life in them. The paging system has been installed on the second floor of Building 26 and tested. We will complete the first floor later this week as academia move allows us to work in the hallways. We still need to add the Wi-Fi access points, the camera, and the speakers in the classrooms once the whiteboards are installed. All but 5 Epson projectors have been installed in the classrooms of Building 26. We're waiting for our back order from CDWG to be processed. If they don't arrive before school starts, we will move 3 spare classroom projectors out of Building 21 and into Building 26. And we'll provide temporary tabletop projectors for the remaining rooms. Copiers are scheduled for installation in August. Dates are not confirmed yet. Chromebook ordering for the new year is delayed by the OMB for the new vendor issues. Jeff is working to get the matter resolved and approved, but we will not likely have the new Chromebooks for grades 3, 6, and 9 in time. We'll begin the year with previous Chromebooks we have in stack and swap them out with the new ones once they get delivered. Facilities updates, we are prepping the Building 26 move. Holes were repaired in the hallways on both the first and second floors. The carpets were shampooed in 9 classrooms with 4 left to complete. Roof leaks were repaired. The HVAC system is being worked out. All the hallways have been cleaned in preparation for the painter's arrival on August 1st. And we have a move-in date of August 1st. Our 2 flagpoles have arrived as well for the Building 22 building project. And the holes have been dug in for the foundation work. We're scheduling inspectors for fire alarm systems, fire sprinkler systems, and the fire extinguishers in all buildings right now. For food service, the 2021-22 school year represented the most meals we've ever prepared and served by an OCS food service program. For 22-23, it's likely going to return to pre-COVID processing. So this is one of the reminders for families to please fill out your meal benefit forms for next school year. The forms will be uploaded to the website and sent to families throughout this month. An email was sent to all families with instructions for completing the meal benefit form. We ask that all families either complete the form or online or fill out the hard copy and return it to us as soon as possible. We are excited to announce that we have received another awarded grant, the Fresh Fruit and Vegetable Grant for 22-23. This will allow for students in K-5 to receive a snack of either fresh fruit or vegetable 3 days a week. The snack will be distributed to the students either during snack time or the movement break, which fulfills a promise that we made last month that we would continue to look for more avenues to find ways to provide healthy options to our students free of charge. From the Fundraising and Development Office, the Fundraising Committee met on the 30th, and the committee will meet again on the 2nd. The Lower School Under the Stars fundraiser, it's a two-part event. We've talked about August 19th and September 10th. The one on the 19th is more targeted to parents and staff. The 10th one is a focus on friends and sponsors. Both are going to be executed as fundraisers with raised funds to support the lower school's rebranding and the new playground equipment and other necessary components within the school. Since our last meeting, we've been working on the registration links, the sponsor site, and the solicitor's cards and pledge cards. I will try to unmute. Somehow I got muted. I think I'm good again. Okay. During the past 2 months, regular marketing and communications campaigns have been conducted via OCS and the PTO social media, as well as via student family emails. These campaigns have been in place for the support of the parent camp, which was very successful. And the upcoming, I think it's August 8th visit to Hershey Park that the PTO is sponsoring. We've worked to submit our Dean of Lower Schools, Chrysula Davis, as our candidate for the Delaware Business Review's 40 Under 40 nominations. We hope that the nomination will bring us opportunities in the further to share our vision and mission with the Delaware business community. We're pleased to share the outstanding achievements of Sula, and we invite you to congratulate her. And we ask that our community offer to submit letters of support for our nominee. Please reach out to me regarding details about letter submission. The PTO Brick campaign continues with a limited time offer featuring a buy a brick and get a free replica brick with your order with free use of images. While we have seen several new brick orders as a result of the recent campaign, we note a low response to our recent email blast. We plan to retarget this campaign to families in September, as well include the brick offers in the corporate campaign that will be executed in September. We hope to begin regular status reporting in September with the return from Greece by the BRIC campaign coordinator, Mr. Roussos. John Stewart reports that the installation of the intermediate school flagpoles is on, and we talked about that already. Discussions regarding the feasibility of an OCS health fair have been progressing. The event is a targeted fundraiser to offset the anticipated expansion of our nursing staff needs, as well as the community outreach. We're scheduling a leadership meeting with the nursing and athletic department staff set for the end of August. We're on track regarding our proposed timeline, which includes the review of the concept by the end of August, a go or no-go decision by the end of September, and an event slated for March of 2023. The concept jumps off of the success OCS has seen in partnering with the American Heart Association and looks to harness the mission goals of several medical nonprofits. The Health Fair Leadership Volunteer Committee is set to meet on the 24th of August. This meeting will focus on setting up the fundraising goals, a budget, as well as outlining actions needed to execute the event, including the recruitment of volunteers, with the potential of realizing significant donations from a peer-to-peer fundraising scenario with regard to health fair project. We're exploring low-cost software solutions capable of managing this fundraiser as well. There have also been focused efforts to execute a corporate sponsorship appeal. This is planned as a limited mailing with email and phone call follow-up. We anticipate targeting corporate entities offering customizable sponsorship opportunities, and we're currently completing the collateral for the billboard sponsorship, the scoreboard logo sponsorship, and the bleacher ads. Our goal would be to announce the partnership at our September 10th event. Our grants focus, the development office is targeting large grant opportunities. We anticipate maximizing these appeals and hope to have preliminary meetings with key targets like Longwood Welfare and Crestlia in September with grant applications submitted in the fall cycle. We did submit to Longwood today for a meeting. So we'll let you know whether we got on the docket for September or not. We're beginning a focused effort in the month of August with what we anticipate bringing on and establishing our little green light system. We expect to begin to benefit from tracking and automating our system software. That way we have a tracking mechanism for all of our sponsorships. With a large number of development projects needing administrative resources, efforts continue to identify interns for the development of the OCS department. A proposal for growing sustainable development capacity has been submitted, and a new position for development administrator has been approved, and the hire is going through the hiring process. From an HR perspective, we are onboarding. We have some people that are retiring. We have internal transfers and separations in progress. Approximately 55 positions were available. More than half have been filled to date. Training SOPs and best practices continue to be developed for staff, leaders, and new hires. From safety and security, for the 22-23 school year, the staff will be assigned front door access only. Side entrances will be used by facilities and food service as needed. Our facilities team is removing all of the permanent doorstops, as we mentioned before, and will allow temporary doorstops to be there when we need to have open sessions. Newcastle Glass will be installing an extra layer of laminate to all of our front glass doors and windows that do not have it already, replacing the tempered glass with safety glass that is laminated and adding a second layer of security film to all front doors and windows. This will not necessarily make the glass bulletproof, but it will hold the glass together and deny entry to an outside threat. Delaware State Police, thanks for your full support on this. This project should be complete before students return if all products are available. ALICE training is scheduled for all staff in grades 6 through 12 on the 16th of September, which is an asynchronous day. And then it's on October 7th for all staff in K to 5. And a makeup day for anyone who misses is scheduled for 9/16. I'm sorry, that would be 10/16. ALICE training is active shooter training. This is a mandatory in-person training for all OCS staff. What to expect? Two trainers from DEMA coming over will teach ALICE training steps and practical applications for our school district in a classroom setting. After a classroom session, staff will practice these tools and techniques that they learned, so you can choose which one will work best and what in what situation. This is not just a shooting exercise. It is an application that provides techniques and strategies that are simple and easy to follow and teach our students, so in a threatening situation, we can extend the time we need for law enforcement to arrive. Okay, that was long-winded.
Does anybody have any questions for Mr. Pappas on the
I have to mute first, right?
Elias, this is Seda. Can you hear me?
No.
Oh, I think they're saying.
They can't hear?
No, they can hear. We can't hear them. So you return to your seat.
Okay. I'm going back to my seat.
To get to the bottom of this.
So any questions for the head of school? I guess the first question was, how is the hiring going?
Yeah, you mentioned
55 and about half of them were done.
How are we compared to last year? How do you feel about getting people staffing in?
We should be good to go by the time the school year starts, unless we have major setbacks. We should be good to go.
Okay.
For all vacancies, there's no positions that we don't have a high pool number for interview candidates. Right?
Math has a very limited pool number, okay. But there are a few candidates in there, so we'll keep you posted on how that goes.
And special ed.
Special education has some pool candidates in the pipeline, so. Fingers crossed that we can continue to process that. But special education, math, and science are always high needs for us. Science, we were able to secure though. Now we're just trying to process these as fast as we can, special education and math. We'll let you know if we run into any trouble with that.
And any insights into the breakdown of those hires, or I know there's an expansion piece going on, right? So we're hiring for the expansion. There's also, replacements for teachers that are leaving. Do we know the breakdown of how many are new hires versus replacement hires?
I don't have that information yet.
I know that 55, are they all academic, or are they food services, bus drivers? Facilities, or is that number across the board basically?
Yeah, we'd have to follow up. I don't okay. have all the hires in front of me.
Okay.
I know that I sat in on two different hiring committees yesterday. So.
Yeah, I've seen announcements for facilities folks and food services folks and teachers as well. So I'm just curious what that breakdown is.
I don't have the breakdown, okay. But obviously Renee would.
Okay.
Yeah. It is including all. Renee texted me that it is including all.
Okay.
We'll get the board down then.
Let me just text her.
Any other questions on the head of school report?
She says she's emailing. She didn't email it now.
Okay. There's also a number of groups that are being formed, parent group, advisory groups, teacher advisory groups, student advisory groups, et cetera. Are those
all marks, so it's forever.
Like student advisory groups, for example, are those by building, or are they across the one group and across the entire school? Same with the parent groups. Are they?
The parent group is going to, there's going to be representatives from every building, but like I said in the report, there's only three people that have emailed me so far, so we're looking to get more people in for the parent group. The student ones determined because it's going to be your elected officials. And then the teacher one is going to be from all buildings again. And obviously they're all out now, so you don't have that group approved yet.
And
how do we communicate that to the request?
I announced it in the last board meeting this one.
So no parent communication around it, so just like this is what we're creating, maybe that angle up, and maybe get a couple of people with a few more. Because I didn't see it.
Right.
But so I mean for me as a parent, I would like
yeah, we're going to try to send out a little bit more as we go into August now, because I know a lot of people have been in and out, and with, you know, it's July's a tough month to recruit stuff.
You said this, and I'm sorry, I just want to make sure you're clear. When are parents going to start getting communications regarding teachers and you know, schedules, bus, like when should they expect that?
It starts in the first week of August, first and second week of August for the lower school, and then kind of progresses as you go up. The 6 to 12 will be later in August, like closer to when school starts.
Okay. Any other questions for Mr. Pappas?
What is our time going?
I want to say it's 2098 is what I saw earlier on the...
Is that in e-school or is that on our internal spreadsheet?
That's on the spreadsheet that I'm looking at. I know that we're working to transfer those things into e-school.
Do you think there's some help to do that?
We have already started training other office staff to help her do that right now, because it's a lot of work.
Has it been thought about them having like an it's just very common in other districts to have like administrative based secretaries, so I don't know if it would just be shared with kind of Tracy for enrollment purposes or other needs that I'm sure other people have kind of in those office spaces. Has that been an idea?
Yeah, it has been an idea, but we've been obviously trying to be a little bit more conservative this year because of the added cost that we have. So we're kind of picking and choosing where we want to spend resources on hiring right now.
So back to the enrollment piece. How many who is in terms of secretary, admin?
It's the front office admin or the front office staff.
Mm-hmm. When did they start training?
Last week. As far as I know, they're done now.
Okay. So they started inputting their own buildings? Is that
I'm not sure if they started it yet. I have a meeting with Courtney Saxon tomorrow morning.
If we could just get an update on that. And I would like to see some maybe weekly numbers just to see what eSchool says versus what our spreadsheet says, so we can just make sure we're all on the same page about the numbers that are being reported to you.
Yeah, so Tracy is sending out numbers to us every week. Are those e-school numbers or those our internal numbers?
Wait, what weekly numbers?
Enrollment numbers. She's been sending them on Fridays, and I've been sending them out. I don't know if we got them last Friday or not. Okay. I don't know if I got them last Friday.
I got them in May after our first discussion, and that I haven't seen anything since.
So let me double check. They are helping. Let me ask her, is the number okay. Is the number we see from eSchool?
And we're trying to hit 2148, right?
I think it's 2143, but yes.
Okay.
I think I saw 2098.
And that and there's still some pending acceptances too.
I don't hear him.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I have over here 2094. 2094.
That's for 49.
Yeah, whole number.
So 20.
future. But that's the current number we have on our spreadsheet, but not confirmed in the school. Am I correct?
They haven't all been updated on the school yet. No.
Okay. It's the East School number.
Yeah,
that number is going to drive wheelies.
Yeah, and we've been pushing for all of those to get converted as soon as possible. And there was a little bit of a technical issue with that, because when they did the turnover, some of the applications that were in limbo, whatever, got dropped off, or I don't really understand the exact process, but our numbers dipped from one week to another, and that's not even possible. We didn't dip numbers.
Yeah, you have to have everything saved. That's 7 years ago. And do we know also if there's going to be updated COGNOS training? I don't think things, eSchool, COGNOS, DSC, they're not speaking to each other.
No, they're not.
And that's something we definitely need to improve upon.
Because they can speak and it will make everyone's life a lot easier. Everyone, educators, secretaries, yours, I mean literally,
right.
All those reports. eSchool can drive many reports that it pulls from those other two systems. So I think that might be something that we're going to need to look at, how we're utilizing those three systems together and maybe put them together a little bit better. It would make everything a little bit simpler. But it sounds like we have more of a data entry issue.
Yeah. She just texted me, we are furiously entering committed students as fast as we can.
Do we also know if our numbers are accurate about which are on students to the
We lost audio on Zoom again.
No, there's no microphone on. Sorry.
Is that good now? I had mine on, but I turned it off, so I'll turn it back on again. It's on now, yeah. Hopefully it's picking everyone up.
Can you see that?
Yeah.
So we're talking about confirmed
patrols? Yeah, as of this date, like there.
So in that 2040, the
2094,
are there also
make sure
that
yeah.
adults have been
used? Yeah, so that way we know next week there's not another 50 that.
Are we continuing to see withdrawals at this point? Like people are writing in and saying, oh, I'm not in, or are those numbers relatively fixed right now at this point?
I haven't seen this shift downwardly for quite some time. So I would say that's not a large contributing factor at this time.
Any other questions? Oh, thank you for that. Okay, next up is the Greek School report. Is Dr. Lukaku on?
I'm here. Good evening, board members. Good evening, our community. Kalispera se olus. I will start with a couple of trainings that we had as a representing the Greek program. In June 14 to through 16, we participate in the Delaware Institute for Administrators organized by DOE. We were administrators from immersion programs from 7 or 8 different states. And it was a very, very useful 3-day training, exchanges, opinions, ideas, challenges, and finding solutions. It was really useful for us. The second training is coming. It's for our teachers, especially our new immersion teachers. It's going to take place August 1st through 3rd. It's called Annual Delaware Immersion Institute, again organized by DOE. And we're going to have all our new immersion teachers participating from Greece or from here, because many of them are still in Greece. The third item is that we're working closely with the Dean of Lower School, Dr. Davies, to prepare a bilingual school environment in our new building for the lower school. Also, I am in daily, almost daily communication with a new teachers, Greek teachers who are coming from Greece, to help them and facilitate their transition to the States and to OCS, of course. And in general, we're working setting the stage for next year. So staffing, securing a warm welcome, as I told you, of our new teachers from Greece. Working on curricula for next year, translating, editing, fine-tuning our curricula. And also we are preparing new collaboration. We continue the collaborations that we have already, and we are looking for new collaborations for next year. I'm going to mention just a few that I'm working on right now. We're going to have some events with a Greek publishing house, Patakis, is one of the biggest publishing house in Greece, houses in Greece. An organization from here, the Citizen Tales Common organization, we are thinking to co-host a Greek poet, an event with a Greek poet. And also I would like to have more collaborations with other immersion programs. Greek, there are no Greeks, but a non-Greek immersion program in the States in a more official, let's say, level. That's it for us, from us.
Thank you. Thank you. Does anybody have any questions?
Dr. Ioana, we have a large ninth grade class coming in. Is there anything we can develop that will integrate them into what our school's about, like the Greek program and the philosophy and the orientation of what the school's about? Or anything you can think of that can help with that? Or maybe the Greek program can create something that might just make them feel a little more integrated.
Anna Maria, I am in the grade. Did you say about the sixth grade?
The ninth grade.
Ninth grade. Yes, the ninth grade in high school, we will have two more teachers there. We will have Miss Nicoleta Mitili and also Mr. Simeon Pandelidis. And of course, we have there Miss Micha and Miss Thalia Mitili. So there are four teachers there to support our new students. And one of these teachers, Mr. Simeon Pandelidis, is charged also to work in remedial classes, so to help new students really understand what is the Greek culture of the building, what is our school about, and what does it mean to learn not only a new language, but a new culture. And of course, we will closely monitor what is happening in ninth grade. I will work closely with the dean of high school. And as we go, we will see the needs and we'll try to address them right away.
Any other questions for Ioana? All right, thank you very much. Sure. Next up on the report, I think it's from last week. I think that's already done, the annual report, the monthly financial review. Jeff going to do a financial review. All right. Is he up? All right.
Hey, good evening.
Let me mute.
Hope everyone's doing well. I'm going to share screen. We're going to go through the month of June monthly financial report, which completes our fiscal year. So as the year ended, the final budgeted revenues were $38 million, and revenues collected to date are $38.5 million, or 101.3% of the budget. Revenues received during June are below. We received our final load of state operations funding, other state grant funding, a large load of cafeteria funding, our normal monthly tenant rent and we received some federal grants, which I'll get to in a minute. On the expenditure side, the final budgeted expenditures are $30.2 million, which included contingency, and expenses to date are $29.8 million, which represented 99.26% of the budget. So during the month of June, some general notes. The aftercare revenue, which I talked about in the last meeting, was actually lower than originally forecasted for the month of June. There's likely some small catch-up anticipated in July, but minimal. Vehicle maintenance and parts expenses in June exceeded the projection by approximately $16,000. There were some significant bus repairs that were being completed previously that were processed in June. The funds received for COVID-19 substitute reimbursements were provided in the form of a federal grant. That's the $19,000 received in June, rather than the other state funding that was anticipated. Recoding to take place in July and August to reflect those expenses. Approximately $65,000 will be considered accounts receivable from Red Clay School District for routes run by OCS for AI DuPont High School from March to June. Funds are expected to be received in July and August as logistics of the payment are being resolved with the district. The tenant billings for St. Thomas tenant will have accounts receivable regarding their most recent tenant billings for their utilities of roughly about $18,000 in the invoice that was provided to them. As is typical, some of our FY22 budgeted invoices will be processed in FY23. And during the week of August 7th, we'll have our on-site independent financial audit completed. Athletics golf outing fundraiser was a great success. The final accounting has been completed and we netted approximately $8,800 for the athletics facilities and programs. So really wanted to thank everyone for participating in that and everyone on this board and the community that got involved. Elias mentioned, the DECSP expansion grant application has been submitted for review with a determination of funding award to take place in mid-August. Preliminary estimates from the State Charter School Finance Office are suggesting a possible larger increase in per pupil local funding than initially budgeted. More information and hopefully to come with that next month. To date and completing, $1.72 million of expenses were coded to federal funds out of the final budgeted amount of $1.75 million, and the projected year-end cash on hand is $8.64 million, of which $6.94 million is unrestricted of federal grants, and $1.7 million is restricted for federal grants. Any questions on the monthly report?
Yeah, I just had one quick question. The percent expended, 99.26, is that a final number? In other words, we don't expect to expend any more dollars?
Correct. So the monthly reports are on a cash basis. So any other future expenditures that are associated with this will take place in July, but this is the full amount. I think generally speaking on a year over year, June bleeds. Sorry. So as sort of a natural progression of the budget, some carries over into July each year just because of the natural timing of payable payments. But yes, 99.26. Now, and that includes the contingency amount, which is 2%, I believe, of the state operations and local revenue budgets.
Okay. I just wanted to confirm whether or not we had committed some funds in June or whatnot, but hadn't been expended yet or weren't reflected yet in the accounting.
So there are some encumbrances that are still open. The only ones that would actually truly carry forward are ones that are using federal funds, because from a fiscal year basis, those do carry over. All of the open ones that were not spent or spent outside of the purchase order will close automatically in July. So that 98,000 encumbrance number, only the capital port or only the federal portion of that would actually still be pending.
Any other questions for Jeff? No. Good. All right. Thank you, Jeff. Are you done? Anything else on your end?
The one other thing I wanted to bring up, but I didn't know when we would do it, is the financing for the bus purchase that I had sent out. Either we do now or new business, whatever makes most sense.
Yeah, why don't we go through that now? Do we have a monthly a web report for June? To send us that as well.
Should be on the screen. If you guys could see it.
But yeah, we can see it. I just wanted to basically approve the monthly web report for posting. We have a motion to approve.
Motion
by Erin.
Second
by Ken. Any comments, questions? All in favor? Approving the monthly report for June. Any opposed? Okay, we can go ahead and post that. Yeah, I'd say we just go ahead and run, since we have you on, Jeff, go ahead and run through the bus numbers and what you're
forward on that. Sure. So we're seeking board approval to move forward with financing for the purchase of our four lately used buses at the end of July. We're recommending utilizing a Santander Bank for a 60-month fixed interest loan at 3.75%. This proposal was compared to a 5.75% fixed interest loan or a 3.75% variable interest loan from M&T Bank, as well as a between 8 and 10% option from the vendor themselves. Administratively, Santander is set up in the state of Delaware system, and the school has had a successful relationship on outstanding loans and meeting covenants with the lender. And given the current environment with borrowing rates, we feel fortunate to have a rate at this level locked in should it be approved. That's kind of the brief synopsis on the financing for that.
What's the total cost again for the purchases, Jeff?
$280,000.
And that's the financing amount as well?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. So there's a motion to approve financing option for purchase of four buses, 80K, Santander Bank.
I'll second.
Paul, second. Any discussion?
I think we need to, with interest rates that went today, we need to move now.
We're making money on that one, right? Yeah. Okay.
Right.
All right. And we need the extra capacity too. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, so that motion carries, Jeff.
All right, thanks, guys.
Go buy some buses.
All right.
Thank you. You're welcome. Okay. And we're good. Are you done, Jeff, for today?
Just want to yes. Outside of the real estate transaction for later.
Yeah, we'll do that in executive session.
Yep.
All right, thanks, Jeff. Next up, CVOC. There's no meeting this week, so no report from the CVOC. Next up is committee reports. So just run through quickly. I know it's summertime and things are a little slow, but just want to touch base with folks. Nothing on DE&I, immersion committee, and really nothing this week. You want to check with Ioana, but no.
Ioana pretty much.
Okay. Fundraising, I believe Georgia was on.
Yes, good evening. I'm on.
Anything on fundraising, Georgia?
We are going ahead and working on the Evening Under the Stars, but I don't have a report to give because we're still, we have a lot of things to get through. But we are progressing, and the evening will be very nice. So right now I don't have a report in front of me though.
All right, thank you, Georgia. Thanks for calling in at the hour that you're calling in from.
Thank you.
yeah, she's out of country. Finance report, anything with the finance committee?
We have our quarterly meeting next week. That's it.
then there's a meeting with the bondholders on the 4th. It's not a finance meeting, but okay, you're talking about that. Okay. All right. I don't think there's any other, no other committee meetings at this point. No PTO report this month either. Next order of business is election of board officers. So every election of board officers and.
Can we go back to the PTO report? Aren't
yes.
Aren't they technically a body of the Odyssey board?
Originally they were, but they've now applied for and become their own separate 501c3.
But that doesn't matter. They still should be under the umbrella of
Odyssey.
They are under the umbrella of Odyssey, and they work for Odyssey. And the question is whether or not we want to report there. They're going to be doing their own reporting out in their own meetings as well, too. But if we want to have a report from them,
well, we could.
Yeah. We do have it on the agenda every month.
Yeah, I think we need to at least understand what
they're
doing.
Yeah.
Our bylaws, which we have not changed, have us overseeing the PTO and blessing their bylaw changes, irrespective of what taxpayer ID they set up. That has nothing to do with our oversight requirements. So we're supposed to be, we're supposed to be getting this type of information and making sure that it's public and transparent and all of those things. So maybe this is a good next school year. This is the right time to really make sure.
We'll figure out. They're not necessarily a body of the board. They're a separate entity. However, they do collaborate and work with the school now. I don't know if that's necessarily changed other than the fact that they are a separate organization now for tax purposes and things of those nature.
But our bylaws have never changed, so our duties remain the same as they did before they set up the tax.
I don't know if we have the PTO in our bylaws, not in our bylaws. We can look at it, we'll figure it out. It's just a question of whether or not we should be continuing to have PTO reports on a monthly basis to the board or on whatever frequency we need to have those, and whether or not they're going to be doing that separately on their own.
We'll have to talk with the PTO about that.
Yeah, we'll work that out with them.
We're going to be getting comments from parents about that,
because we need to understand what's going on. Well, fair enough. But we don't run the PTO, right?
No, we don't.
So the answers come from the PTO.
No, we don't.
We do want to make sure that they're doing good for the school as well, but we'll work that piece out. Okay. We're good with the PTO conversation. Okay. Next up is election of board officers. So every year we need to elect board officers on a yearly basis for our bylaws. We also need to reaffirm or re-elect any committee chairs and or committee members. So we'll go through that process. We'll start with the board officers. That's typically the way we've done it in the past. And we're new to this too, because we haven't done this historically. We started about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. It was the first time we actually did something. But typically we'll ask for nominations from the floor. We'll go through the positions. We'll ask for nominations from the floor for positions. In other words, I nominate so-and-so to be treasurer, for example. And then we can nominate, multiple people can be nominated for a position, and then we'll go through the list and vote on those individuals, and whoever has the most votes cast, as long as it's a majority of the board online, then that person will be selected to that position. And so the way we did it last time was we started with secretary. We don't have to start with that, but we can start with secretary first and go from there. So we're looking for nominations from the floor for individuals interested in secretary. You can self-nominate yourself as well, too.
Yeah, I'll self-nominate. No. and my platform will be better audio next month.
Better audio for everyone.
I've already emailed Dino for a training session to find out if it's me or if it's the technology, but it'll be better.
All right. Do we have any other interested parties for secretary? All right. So we can proceed with voting for secretary. Do we have a second for Ken to be selected as secretary?
That's a race to see who can second Ken.
any discussion? All in favor? So we'll go through and make sure everybody gets a vote. Yes. Yes. And Georgia as well, too?
Aye. I do vote.
She voted aye.
She voted yes. Okay. I don't know if Georgia can raise her hand or not from where she is.
I can hear.
Yes, I vote.
Okay. So that's, oh, it's Val on. Yes, Val, sorry.
Yep, good with me. Thanks.
Is that a yes for Val also? Okay. And I think that's everybody. I don't think Kristen is on tonight. Kristen?
I didn't see her on,
unless she's on under a different name. Okay. So it's unanimous. It's 10 votes for Ken. So Ken, congratulations. Do you accept the nomination, I guess?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. Next up, treasurer. Do we have any nominations?
What does the treasurer do? So I spend a decent amount of time with Jeff and Elias kind of understanding what's happening on the ground, talking through the budgeting, talking through kind of before the whole board sees some of these things like the real estate transaction we're going to talk about or the bus financing or things like that, just having a sort of ongoing dialogue with them on the investor or the bondholder calls, leading the finance committee. And it's just sort of a continual engagement, looking at how things are run from a finance perspective and offering support.
More oversight?
It's more oversight for sure. Yeah. I think we have pretty good discussions when there are questions of, you know, what do we think the impact would be or the questions or perspectives would be, but it's much more of an oversight role. Certainly not. I am not doing the budgeting. Jeff does a much better job of that than I ever did.
There are some signatory requirements, I think, for treasurer. I haven't seen anything recently, but occasionally.
Theoretically, yes. I did not have to sign anything. Theoretically.
Yeah, so as a backup or alternate, typically to the president, either the secretary and or the treasurer have the authorization usually to sign instruments or financial documents for the president when those things can work as well, too. Right. Usually the president manages most of those, but.
Hey, there's certainly a responsibility to ensure that the right audits are completed, but again, it's really just an oversight of, are these things happening as they should be happening?
These meetings
were? They were sporadic last year. I think we ended up kind of hitting a quarterly cadence from a finance committee perspective. Jeff and I drop my kids off most every day, so Jeff and I would sometimes spend 20 minutes every couple weeks here or every few weeks just talking through. It's easy to do on the phone as well.
Okay. And there's also, well, there probably should be some insight into the CVOC or occasional or frequent insight into the CVOC and what's happened in the
CVOC. It should be monthly. And I think Evan was talking about, Jeff, keep me honest here. Evan was talking about, because it's really supposed to be the citizens budget oversight committee, not the board and Odyssey staff and a couple other people. So Evan was, who runs the CVOC, was talking about making more of a concerted recruitment effort later this summer, bringing in parents and people who truly are not affiliated in other capacity with the school.
How was that coming? Just probably making noise. That's why my screen showed it. So now that we know that, are there any nominations? You can nominate anybody you want to. You don't have to, do we have any nominations or folks interested in the treasurer position?
I should note, if absolutely necessary in our bylaws, other than the president, people can occupy more than one officer role. So if it's totally necessary, that theoretically could happen. But usually you have people.
And we also have Georgia and Val on, so I don't.
Well, anybody else think
they did? Is Val and Georgia as well too? Are you throwing your name in the ring? Is that what I heard?
Yeah.
I nominate Paul.
I was just going to do that. I second the nomination.
You have the experience with
CBO,
so we'll
support you. Yeah, anyway. To be an officer. Yeah.
You can always try it out, and if you don't like it, you can.
If it comes to do something where I really feel like I'm not able to give it the time it deserves, then
there are enough people here who can help if you need to.
Because I have.
So we have a nomination second. Any other nominations? No other nominations. Or Val or nothing from Val or Georgia. Okay. So I guess we can call a vote. All those in favor of Paul Brooks as a treasurer?
Aye.
Aye. Val and Georgia?
Yes, for me.
Yes, for me.
Okay. So that... I tried, but no. So that's unanimous. So, Paul, thank you. Paul has been nominated as a treasurer for the board for the upcoming school year. Next up is vice president from the non-APA side, and there aren't a lot of restrictions as to who can or can't be the vice president. So there aren't a lot of candidates. There aren't a lot of options available, but. I'm not saying that in a mean way. I'm just saying that we're a little bit restricted in that because we can't have employees of the school serve in that role. Yeah, it was myself, Aaron, Paul, and Kristen. And Kristen's not here right now.
So.
No, actually, I am here. Elias.
The president and the vice president alternate. So it's going to be an HEPA president this time around. So it has to be a non-HEPA vice president. Yeah.
And Kristen is here.
Okay. Hey, welcome, Kristen. Should we have nominations?
I nominated.
You're going to get back now.
Do we have any other nominations?
I second that one.
He's trying to lock it in. I just want to make sure the folks online have an opportunity as well, too. All right. So we have a nomination and a second. Are you tracking this?
Yes.
In your head? I have it, too, as well. Okay. All those in favor of Aaron as vice president of the board?
Aye.
I think, well, that's not accurate. I think you can vote. We're good. Any opposed? All right, so that's unanimous as well, too. And last up is, I guess, the ascension of our, I have a vice president to presidency, but I guess I'm assuming that we should affirm that with a vote of the board. Oh, yeah. yes, because we did go through that. We did go through that process previously where. No, you're accurate in that because we did go through that process previously where the Heppens did not want to run, or did not want to assume the role of presidency. None of them did. So we had to roll it over to the actually non-Heppa side. That's written in the bylaws as well too. So as vice president on the HEPA side, do you wish to accept the role of president for Odyssey Charter School Board? Okay. And I think for formalities purpose, we should probably vote on it and formalize it. I'm guessing, even though I think in the bylaws it says an automatic ascension.
The vice president will assume the presidency after the president completes this. I mean, it can't hurt to vote, but it's not required.
I say we vote approve all those in favor of the automatic I online as well, Valerie.
Aye.
Georgia.
Aye, yes. Aye.
Kristen. Any opposed? So that's unanimous as well, too. So welcome and congratulations. If I have a gavel, I'd hand it over to you, but I don't have one. Okay.
You should bring that. I also have a mini gong people go on to.
All right, so congratulations to all for that. Any other comments before we moved on to the committee membership and appointees? Okay, so next up is the committees. What we're required to reaffirm all the committee member appointments. And what we've done in the past is, unless somebody has an issue or wants to change committees or be added to committees, we would basically just do a block vote and say we're reaffirming all the committee chairs, co-chairs, and members that are on there now. So that would be for the primarily the Diversity and Equity Committee, the Fundraising Committee, the Non-HIPAA Nominating Committee, Finance Committee, and the Immersion Committee. And so that has a group that has leadership on there now already. And membership, if somebody else wants to be added onto any of those committees, now would be the time. If somebody does not want to be the chair or co-chair of those committees anymore, now would be the time to let folks know. And so I guess we can go through quickly. I guess Eva and Helen are co-chairs of DE&I committee, and there's I don't know if there's an approved membership list for that. I don't think that there is. I think there's just the co-chairs and folks that volunteer to support that committee. But are you guys still interested? Are you still interested in co-chairing that committee with Eva? Okay. And then there's, well, Finance Committee. I guess we would nominate Paul to be on the Finance Committee as the treasurer. So I would nominate Paul to be on the Finance Committee. Do we have a second for that?
I'll second that.
And we can, okay. And we can all vote approval for that once we affirm all the appointments as well too. But you're, Erin, are you still interested in being on that? You don't have to formally be on that, but you can participate in it. And I think Marianne is. I'd be interested in sitting on the committee. Well, I don't have to sit under formally, but I'd like to attend. Time to time. So, and I think it's open for everybody to attend because they are publicly announced meetings. So anybody can attend any of these meetings at any time from the board or the public as well too. Immersion.
Both. I mean, when I travel, I join by Zoom. They're not that frequent. We're usually okay to work around travel, so we can. It's not a big group.
Then you typically assume the role of chair of that group. But don't worry, Jeff will help you out. He's a great partner with all that. Immersion Committee, Anna Marie, I think you're the chair of that.
I am. If anyone else would like to assume the chair of Immersion, I am welcome to give all over. If somebody wants to come on and join with Immersion, I'm happy to share the responsibility.
Okay, so nominate Helen to sit on the Immersion Committee as well as the current membership. Anyone else? Like I said, I think the announcements will go up publicly anyway, so anybody can dial in and sit in on those at any time as well. Mm-hmm. Can be formally on the committee. Next up is Fundraising Committee. I believe Georgia is chair of that committee. I know there's some members from the community as well too. I know that Marianne is on that committee. I don't know if anybody else is formally on that committee right now.
Yeah, I think that's it. We don't have a co-chair.
So some of my time will be freed up in the coming months. Oh yeah, and Georgia, are you interested in continuing to serve as chair of that committee?
Yes. I'm not sure if anybody wants to help co-chair, but we don't have a co-chair.
Okay. We'll find you somebody. okay, so I think we're good with that. Do you want to help support the Fundraising Committee as well, too? And Jessica is interested in sitting on the Fundraising Committee as well, too.
Okay, that's great.
So I'll nominate Jessica to sit on the Fundraising Committee for the upcoming vote. I think last is the Non-HIPAA Nominating Committee. I currently chair that, and I think pretty much everybody is generally a member of it. Erin's a member of it. Actually, Erin's the only member of it now, I think. the only other members that are eligible are Paul and Jessica and Kristen.
And Eva.
And Eva, correct, right. Is anybody else interested in sitting on that? I don't know that we'll have much activity this coming year, but.
We have everybody join the meetings.
Yeah, everybody joins and sits in anyway. So usually we'll announce there's non-honorary committee and non-honorary members, non-honorary board members as well too. So everybody can attend. All right. Did I miss any committees? It was along the board's process. So I make a motion to approve all the committee memberships and new members as we've listed.
I second that motion.
Okay.
It's for the next meeting. So there'll likely be a couple more committees that we'll define and present in the next meeting.
Yeah, and all formal committees need to be voted on and approved by the board. They need to be noticed a week ahead of time for meetings. There are some times where we can create some groups or some advisor groups that maybe aren't necessarily formal committees that can do work together maybe a little bit more easily. But typically, if we're forming some formal group, we should form it into a committee so that folks can work it. But certain things like personnel issues and stuff like that tend to be sensitive issues that we aren't going to necessarily be discussing in public on some occasions. Okay, but going forward, I guess motion to approve all the committees and committee memberships as discussed today. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Everybody good? Aye. Online as well too.
Yes.
George says yes, and Val and Kristen as well.
Yep.
Any opposed? Okay, so that carries unanimously, so we can move forward with the new committee structure, and that empowers those committees to do their work formally on behalf of the board. Any new business?
Is there any out-of-state travel? Are we good?
We'll give Jessica's last one.
Okay. No new business. Go to the school. Nope. Okay.
To go to the school, I'd like to thank you for your years of service as president of the Protestant Church School Board.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Well, I stood on the shoulders of a lot of very helpful people here, so it's a team effort, and I know that Anna Marie is going to need a lot of help. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of time commitment, so everybody can please help get behind Anna Marie and support her and the role that she has. There's a lot of behind the scenes stuff that you don't see that people work on, and it's a tall order. I'll be around occasionally. I charge a consultant fee now for maybe a cup of coffee once in a while or something.
But to be clear, Elias will not be compensated.
No good standard volunteer pay, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I'm doubling my salary from previously. Okay, thank you all for all that. We do need to go into executive session to briefly discuss some real estate issues, and after that we'll adjourn. We'll likely have a vote on that as well too. So thanks everybody for attending. Do we have a motion to go into executive session? Jessica, do we have a second? Second. All in favor? All right, thanks. Let me make a room. So we're back in main session. Do we have a motion to approve the path forward as discussed?
Approve the real estate transaction as outlined in executive session.
Do we have a second?
I second.
Any discussion on it? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, so the motion carries. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Absolutely. A motion to adjourn.
Do we have a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Nope.
We are adjourned at 8:29 p.m.
Mr. Westfield, who made it through the presidency.
That's